also said in Philippians 4, I beseech you, Odius, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel. Help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and with others my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. So he wants to be served by the men, but he wants to be served by the women as well. But he wants the men to be obedient and godly and righteous and clean, but he wants the same thing from the women as well. That means that it's not enough for the men to be moral and righteous and upstanding Christian men of God that are different from the world and a peculiar people. You know, the women need to make some changes as well. The women need to get out of Egypt as well. And what is Egypt for the women? Dressing like the world. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying being in fashion, but I'm saying when they're wearing pants like the men, putting on men's pants, or when they're wearing the short skirts, the tight-fitting, provocative clothing. The world promotes a clothing that is sensual, that is accentuating their body in a carnal way, and the ladies need to get out of that Egyptian-style garment and get in some Christian, modest clothing. You know, they need to get into some respectable, self-respecting, and husband-respecting clothing. You know, and today we need men who are going to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You see, the devil is saying, no, you that are men, serve him. But Joshua said, no, me and my house, we're all going to serve the Lord. And that means that we as men need to make sure that our wife serves the Lord as well and that she gets out of Egypt, right? That means that she doesn't live a worldly, sinful life and that she doesn't, fill her mind with garbage that the world puts out and all the stupid People magazine and all the dumb gossip columns. Or all that, you know, just whatever the worldly trash, but that she's reading her Bible and that she serves the Lord. You know, we all need to serve the Lord. God wants all of us to serve him. It's not just important to God that the men serve him. He wants the ladies as well. But, you know, if he can't stop you from serving God and he can't stop your wife from serving God, well, then he'll try to get you to allow the kids not to serve God. Right? Once he's got, and this is super common where the parents are serving God, but the teenagers aren't. The kids aren't. Nothing's expected of them. And we need to make sure that there's not a disconnect between the way that the parents live and the way the children live. You know, if the old-time religion and Christianity and being conservative and clean in our lives, if that's good enough for the parents, it ought to be good enough for the teenagers as well. You know, if I'm not going to wear skinny jeans, if I'm not going to dress in a way that's effeminate or trashy or slovenly or like a thug, then, you know, my children ought to be dressed in the same way. And if I'm going to read a King James Bible, my children need to be reading a King James Bible. And if I'm going to have my carcass in church three times a week, then my children need to be in church three times a week. I mean, God, can you imagine a teenager saying to their parent, I'm going to stay home from church, and the parent says, okay, it's out there. It's out there where the teenagers just decide to stay home. And people say, well, I want it to be their choice to come to church. But these same parents will force their kids to go to school, force them to brush their teeth, force them to eat Brussels sprouts, force them to do all manner of things, right? Well, you know what? Children need to learn that church is not optional if you're living in my house. Everybody who's living in my house goes to church. Children need to be, and look, reading the Bible is not optional in our house either. Our children, they wake up in the morning and they read the Bible. And if we see them reading a comic book or some other book, and we stop and say, have you done the Bible reading yet? No. All right, put that down. Pick up your Bible and read the day portion in the one-year Bible or whatever. You know, and look, we start out our kids young with this. Even when they're just young and new at reading, they'll start with just the psalm of the day. They'll just do the portion from Psalms and Proverbs in the one-year Bible. And then when they get a little older, they'll do the New Testament. And then when they get older, they'll do just the Old Testament. And then they eventually graduate to where they're doing the whole thing, where they're reading the New Testament and the Old Testament in a year's time. And so we need to make sure that not just mom and dad serve God, but that the kids serve God as well. Amen. And it's our responsibility as parents, as moms and dads, to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, which means taking them to church, making sure they read their Bible, and making sure that they follow God's rules for their lives. So that means we don't allow our children to commit fornication, to drink alcohol, to smoke cigarettes, right? To dress like idiots and thugs, or to dress like hoochie mamas. And we make sure that they follow certain standards and rules that we lay down in our house. And we don't give them unfettered access to the internet. And we don't just let them watch whatever they want and just listen to whatever they want. Look, what we do as Christian adults should be good enough for them to do as well. And we need to make sure that we don't just have an anything goes policy for our children. No, don't leave them in Egypt. Pull them out of Egypt as well. And by the way, while you're at it, pull them out of Egypt Unified School District while you're at it. Right? And get them under some godly teaching and instruction.